Street. I'd like to introduce you to our two players, Marcus Page. The first one, Bryce Johnson, is the guy that showed up the second half. I don't know who was out there in the first half, but Bryce was there in the second half. And that was a huge part of our win. I think it was, told him at halftime I was about as lucky as I've ever felt in my life to be down 5 points. Because I thought we had not played as hard as they had. I didn't think we were as aggressive as they were. I didn't think we'd done a nice job of sprinting back on defense. We turned it over, silly turnovers. Again, just to be down 5, I told them, told my staff, and then I told the players that it's about the luckiest I've ever felt. And we got off to a good start in the second half, and to be honest with you, I thought we shot even better than 50%, but we were able to put the ball in the basket, and then we were lucky too. I don't mind saying that. I mean, when we went zone in the first half, about either 7 or 9 possessions, I thought it was good. We just didn't do a very good job rebounding out of it, but played a lot of zone in the second half, and they missed a lot of shots that they normally would make, but they're a little like us. They're challenged at points about making shots, and it worked out well for us, but really happy to still be here.
Questions, raise your hand. Let us get the handheld mic to you. Let us know who you are, who you're with. First question to our left.
This is Pat Latimer with the Greensman News and Record for Coach Williams and for Bryce. Coach, you called a timeout there in the first half and were pretty animated. I was curious as to, you said I seemed to play better after that timeout where you got into Bryce and to JP. What kind of was the message there?
I think that gives coaching too much credit. I was really mad. I didn't think we'd hustled very hard. I thought we'd make silly turnovers. I guess I'd had enough at that point. Besides that, it was really hot out there in the first half, so I didn't take my coat off. Bryce keeps wanting to wear one of my sport coats. I started to give it to him, let him go sit up in stands there, and he'd feel better at that point. But, you know, it's coaching. You're trying to do everything you can to try to get guys to play, but at that point, it wasn't any coaching ploy. It was just that I was extremely frustrated.
Bryce?
Well, kind of my fault anyways. I did sprint back a few possessions before he did snap, so I mean, he kind of deserves to do that. So I really can't say much about that. I mean, it's my fault, so I mean, I had to pay the consequences for it.
I liked the way you said it the second time. Did you hear what he said the first time?
Thank you.
He said it was kind of his fault. The second time he said it was his fault. I love him to death. He drives me crazy, but I love him to death. I thought I was going to have darker hair. That's not his fault. There were a lot of players before you, Bryce. You're right. Two guys, he had 18 points in the second half. He was 8 for 8 from the foul line. He played a big-time game. He messed it up defensively. One play about as big as I've ever had him, for sure, much less anybody else. But he played his tail off in the second half. I couldn't be happier with the second half play.
Bryce, between Roy and the way Harold was playing, I mean, did you feel like you were challenged today in a way that, like, to be a better, I guess, did you feel like your manhood was challenged to a certain extent?
Yeah, it definitely was. My manhood was definitely challenged. I mean, all the coaches that were coming at me, I mean, myself, I mean, I just wasn't playing the way I should have been playing in the first half. And then the second half, I decided to man up and just be able to come out and play.
All right.
Bryce, along the same lines, what was the key for you in the second half? I mean, you got a few good looks early in the first half and then kind of vanished and then were much more active in the second half.
Just be a man. That was just the biggest emphasis throughout the entire halftime conversation. Coach Davis pointed it out. Coach Williams was pointing it out too. He said he doesn't care what he comes to anybody's manhood. So I mean, I just had to be able to step up and be a big-time player.
Toward left.
Daniel Wilkill with the Daily Tar Heel. Bryce, yesterday you said that in the second matchup against Louisville, they wanted it more. Do you guys want it more today?
You have no idea. I mean, just the way that we came out, we were killing them in the first half over there, and then the second half, we kind of let up on them, and they decided they just weren't going to go down without a fight. I mean, they ended up winning. So, I mean, that's just the one thing that's what we're emphasizing throughout last night and this morning. So, we just wanted to be able to go out there and just give it all.
Back in front of me.
Roy, Art Chansky, WCHR Radio. A couple things. At 5'11 versus 6'11, how hard is it to get into Bryce's face?
He was playing about 5'8 at that point. So I was down on him at that point. But, you know, the other guy that I got after was JP for the turnovers. And if you look at JP's line, it was 1 for 4. He had 3 assists, 3 turnovers. And I'm not taking credit for getting mad at him and changing his play, but he was really big for us. I mean, he really was. The defensive job he did on their jump shooters, the rebound that he got when it was up there, when it was either a two-point game or a four-point game, the steal on the out-of-bounds play. I mean, you look at that and you say, 2 points, 27 minutes, he didn't do a lot, but I was really, really pleased with what he did in the second half.
Second question is about your zone offense, you know, wasn't very good in the first half. What made it better in the second half?
Well, we got our big guys to move a heck of a lot more in the second half. You know, I think we made two or three threes. We made three in the first half, two in the second. But we got the ball inside more. Bryce and Kennedy passed it better inside. We got it inside a couple of times by Marcus dribble. Joel Berry dribbled it in there one time. Justin made a couple of good passes. First half, I thought our big guys were really just sort of hiding behind the zone. I think I was right. We were Joel, Kennedy, and Bryce were like 3 for 15 in the first half. They were 8 for 13 in the second half. Bryce was 5 for 8 because we got better shots, and we found that open area in the zone in there. But kids just I'll use Bryce's term, they manned up and decided to play better in the second half.
Back left.
Grace Rand of the Daily Tar Heel. Coach Williams, you got some big minutes from Kennedy, especially down the stretch. I think he had back-to-back baskets and then a big block. What was your assessment of how he showed up today, especially through the illness?
I got more out of him than I thought I was going to get. 19 minutes for him, 4 for 9. You know, that's not what you usually get because he's shooting 56, 57% for the year. I think he did some good things. His passing is important to us. I said to Adam Lucas before the game, Kennedy is probably more important against a pressing team like Louisville than he is against somebody else because he does make good decisions out of bounds. But I think Bryce and Kennedy and Justin, Marcus, all of them made good decisions passing the ball against the zone.
Firm right.
Marcus.
Somebody asked Marcus, he's getting fidgety up here.
There have been several games in the last month where the team has kind of wilted down the stretch, not made the plays it needed to. Wasn't the case, obviously, today. It seemed much more in control. Was there anything to that?
We've been in so many of those games that it's good that we're starting to figure out, you know, how to be more poised in those games. You know, you talk about the Duke game, the Louisville game. We did a good job in Miami game. We've had some games where we've done poorly and some games we've done well. Aside from the possession where we ran go late clock and I missed the layup and they came down and hit a three, I think we executed perfectly down the stretch. That was the only one. You know, we didn't get a great shot and then they came down and hit a three right away. But we're just more poised and we're doing a better job of making the defense work. We even got a shot clock violation, but you know, even that is a dead ball turnover and you know, you're still killing 35 seconds off the clock. So we're not rushing quick shots anymore as much, and you know, we're taking care of the ball for the most part. So those are the two biggest things we're doing differently down the stretch.
I mean, if you think and look at the Louisville game, we had 2 air balls and 2 turnovers and 4 straight possessions because we rushed it. And I think Marcus is right. I didn't like the shot clock violation, but it did take 35 seconds off, and we were able to get our defense set. And then also I think Bryce and Marcus and Justin stepping to the free throw line and making their free throws. You know, it's 64-60, and I'm not sure if we may have had one field goal after that, but I think the last 6 points, I think we're all free throws 6 for 6.
From left.
Brett Friedlander, Wilmington Star News. Roy, going back to Kennedy, when did you find out that he was going to play and you decided you were going to play him? And Marcus, how important in a game like this, in a tournament like this, where you hope to play 4 and 4, to have him give you what he gave you today?
It's very important. You know, everybody is important. You know, you got to have depth at this time of the year. You know, we're playing back-to-back-to-back. So we needed his minutes to help our big man rotation out. Even if he couldn't give us, you know, full Kennedy Meeks, he's still a big body that can compete and rebound down low. So, but whatever he could give us today is what we needed. And, you know, he did a pretty good job considering he's had such a limited time in practice. Coach said yesterday he hadn't been running or anything. He's just been kind of sitting around waiting to feel better, and he did a pretty good job. So it's very important.
This morning at pregame at 10, the doctors told me he was medically cleared to play. He came up to my room last night and tried to lobby before the snack, and I told him, I said, I got to get the okay from the doctors first. Talked to the staff at pregame meal a little bit. and then thought about it between 10 and when we came over here, and then decided that I was going to give him. And I told him last night, I'm not saying I'm not going to play the whole tournament, but he hasn't done one drill since the Duke game. Not one live thing since, not one of anything. He may have shot free throws over the side, but I didn't even see him do that. So I thought it could be 3 or 4 minutes, but no more than that in any stretch. And the first time, you know, he missed a layup and then tipped it and then tipped it again. You know, and he was jumping about as high as I jump. And so he wasn't, and he's never a high jumper anyway, but I think that he got his legs underneath him a lot better in the second half, and he was a lot more effective for us in the second half.
All right. Mike Barber from Richmond. Marcus, can you tell me, what did you learn from the first meeting with Virginia and that defense? And Roy, do teams adjust and adapt the second time they face that pack line?
Well, I think it was within a one possession game at halftime. We played at home against Virginia. Both teams were battling, competing. We didn't think we played great, but we liked where we were. You know, within one possession of the number two team in the country, we were all right. Then we came out and turned the ball over 5 or 6 times and rushed some shots, and they went on a pretty big run, and then that was the game. So we learned that you got to stay disciplined and stay the course against a team like Virginia that's not going to beat themselves. You know, they do a great job of getting the shot they want, taking care of the ball, slowing the tempo down. So we have to be extremely disciplined tomorrow. I think that's the biggest thing we learned from that game.
Take 3 more. I know who you are.
I agree with him. I mean, the discipline factor, and it's not that they built a clock, they just want to wait until they get the shot they really want. We've got to be disciplined, patient enough to guard and make sure we get a good shot on the other end.
Or 11.
Derek Barber from the Louisville Cardinal. Coach, what is it about the two teams that lead to such high-octane games? And Marcus, how fun as a point guard is it to play in those kind of games?
Well, I think it's ability, first of all. Coaches that like to go up and down the court, I like to play a full-court game. Coach Pitino likes to play a full-court game. They press a little bit more. We try to do our pressure in a half-court, but both of us like to run the ball. Both of us would like to make more three-point shots. You know, but I think it's just high-level players that enjoy competing. And every game has been so much different. I mean, the first game, they led basically the whole game, and we stole it at the end. Second game, we're up 18, and they played great down the stretch. And today, they're up 10, and we just kept playing. So I think it's just two group of kids that like to compete, and felt very fortunate to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. You know, there's a lot of athletes on the floor this game. I talked about yesterday how big rebounding would be. You know, a lot of plays were made above the rim today. And it's fun for a point guard. We don't get to do that very much, ever really, be above the rim. So, it's fun having guys like Bryce to throw the ball to. In terms of being a guard in this league, this year our guard play was fantastic throughout the entire league. You know, from Quinn Cook, Olivier Hanlon, Jerian Grant, Terry Rozier. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's just really fun to get those different type of matchups every time.
Back left.
Chris Moore with Carolina Blue Magazine. Coach, what went into your decision to play as much zone, and how did you kind of evaluate how y'all played it?
Two things. We played it against them at their place, I think 7 possessions, and or 5. I don't think they scored a single possession against it. Our man wasn't working very well. I mean, I thought Rozier was really just taking people. JP was in foul trouble. So, you know, it maybe slows them down a little bit, makes it easier to find the shooters, makes it a little easier to stop the dribble penetration because we've got our center in the middle of the floor there. But I was just trying to find something that worked.
Last question.
Coach, not to jinx you, but your team's shooting about 41-42% from 3 over the last 7 games. Sorry, guys. Is that
just a matter? Look over your shoulder the rest of the freaking night.
Is that a matter of getting better looks? Is it a matter of the shot just going in?
It's more selective shooting. I mean, you look, guys, we talked about it in the locker room before the game. The coaches, we're, I think, 3rd in the league in 3-point shooting percentage, but we've taken 15th most attempts. There's how many teams in our league? 15. All right, so we're taking better shots is what it is. And if we shoot a poor percentage tomorrow, your butt better not come in here. Thank you guys very much.